PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of the program. Today, we have something fun, and the only thing I will say is, well, okay, how can I describe it? Food, but yet not food. Cooking, and yet not cooking. I know that sounds like a completely cryptic message, and it is. But before we get to our first song today, I want to tell you an old joke that I heard this past week, and I haven't heard this joke in a very long time. One day, two old ladies, Mrs. Goldstein and Mrs. Rubinstein, two old Jewish ladies, were sitting at a park somewhere in Florida, or it could be Central Park. They're just sitting around. And Mr. Bennett, no relation to Tony, was saying to his friend, Mr. Galkin, whatever happened to the streaking craze? Mr. Galkin says, what do you mean, Mr. Bennett? And Mr. Bennett says, you know, the streaking craze, where you take off all your clothes and run through the streets. And he says, ooh, that sounds like fun. Now, I should tell you that both of them were 80 years old. So they did that, and they ran right in front of the two old ladies sitting in the park. Mrs. Goldstein turns to her friend and says, isn't it amazing the things you see when you haven't got a gun? I think now it's time for music. Johnny Clegg and Javuka, Love is Just a Dream.
Me in a way that no one can ever do. Something in the way I feel when I see her standing there makes me feel more real than the rain. Standing on the corner, there's nothing wrong with her.
Johnny Clegg and Javuka beginning today's edition of the program. Now, you're probably wondering why I began with that little story at the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of today's show. Well, there is no reason. I just thought of it this week. I hadn't heard it in a very long time, and I thought it was rather amusing. Now, I also said that cooking and food are connected with today's show, but not exactly connected with today's show. Now, most of you out there are familiar with the celebrity chef. Yes, the celebrity chef. You have such famous ones as Jamie Oliver, who's done a number of different television series. Then, of course, there's Gordon Ramsay, who does cooking shows, and he also has an interesting one called, what is it, Kitchen Nightmares, where they go to some restaurant and try to help them improve it. And something that I realized about that show, now, if you are going to ever open a restaurant or bistro, it's actually a good idea to watch Kitchen Nightmares, because you'll see a lot of very delusional owners, and it'll tell you and give advice on exactly what not to do to make your restaurant or bistro a success. Because some of them are quite dysfunctional, and some of the restaurants, maybe in a whole series of programs, will fail. Some, however, do continue and do thrive. But some of them are just beyond repair. Now, in the past, there were such famous television chefs as the Galloping Gourmet. Stephen Yan, who was from Hong Kong, who did a program called Walk with Yan. There was another Yan called Martin Yan. But somebody who really was... I forgot, there's also Johnny and Fanny Claddock. I forgot them as well. But one of the first to really use the medium of television for cooking. In fact, many of the episodes were even filmed in her own kitchen. The series ran in the United States for many, many years and was syndicated in other countries. She was a very tall woman, studied at the Cordon Bleu in Paris, and before that, during World War II, was even working in China in intelligence. There was a movie made about her a few years ago that also starred Meryl Streep. She had an unusual voice, a very unusual voice, but it was part of her character. And I'm speaking of none other than Julia Child. Yes, Julia Child, the French chef, was the series that she did. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, how is this going to be the topic on today's program? Well, after we take a listen to our next song, I'll tell you why. Connie Francis, breaking in a brand new broken heart.
If my friend should ask for me, count of 10.
Bernie Francis, breaking in a brand new broken heart. Now, I was just talking about Julia Child for a moment, and you're probably wondering, what does that have to do with today's program? Well, not too long ago, I came across something that I remember hearing about. I never had a copy, and just by luck, I actually found one. In 1972, Julia Child made a live performance. No, she wasn't cooking. Well, actually, she did do some on the show. I'll explain the show first. There was a very long-running television series in the United States. It was also syndicated around the world. It was called Evening at Pops, featuring the Boston Pops Orchestra with the conductor Arthur Fiedler. Now, this series ran for many, many decades. And after Arthur Fiedler passed away and John Williams took over, the series continued. And then when John Williams retired from the Boston Pops Orchestra, Keith Lockhart continued the series for a few more years. Now, it was one of those television programs. The orchestra would perform popular classics and pops, of course, as well, you know. And they would have big name celebrities come on the show and do their thing with the orchestra. One of those happens to be, yes, Julia Child. And you're saying to yourself, well, wait a second. A celebrity chef performing with a symphony orchestra? Well, that's exactly what she did. Now, she wasn't playing a musical instrument, and she wasn't breaking eggs to the beat. No, nothing like that. Because Julia Child had such an interesting voice, a really interesting voice, she appeared on Evening at Pops with Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops Orchestra to narrate a story, Tubby the Tuba. Yes, Tubby the Tuba. So here it is, that memorable performance of Julia Child with Boston Pops, directed by Arthur Fiedler, narrating Tubby the Tuba. And of course, the only way that they could begin with that was the theme song to her television series, The French Chef.
Child, tonight I've been asked to tell you the story of Tubby the Tuba. And here is Tubby himself. This is Chester Schmitz, the tuba for the Boston Pops. Once upon a time there was an orchestra that was all busy tuning up. First the oboe gave his A to the strings, to the woodwinds, to the brass. Up and around the scales they raced, helter-skelter, faster and faster. All but Tubby, the tuba. A fat, blonde tuba, puffing away, but oh so slowly. what lovely music everyone else has to play, sighed Tubby with envy. Here, what's the matter, said the piccolo. Oh, said Tubby, every time we do a new piece, you all get such wonderful tunes to play, and I only the lonely bass notes. They never write tunes for tubas. That's not done. Shh! There's the conductor. First, the violins danced a lovely tune on their strings. Then they cried to the flute, catch! Got it, cried the flute. My turn, tooted the trumpet. And the rest joined in. The cellos. The oboe. Bassoon. Wow, Tubby went. Catch me, cried the tune. Catch me. Tubby. Ouch! You're sitting on me, said the tune. Poor old Tubby picked up the squashed little tune and tried to pull it back into shape. You clumsy fool, snapped the violins. I'm sorry, fiddles, Tubby said. Fiddles indeed! And the violins quivered with great indignation. You will please address us as violins. Fiddles indeed. Tubby, said the conductor. Tubby, just what is the matter? Excuse me, sir. I just wanted to dance with a little tune. Instead of always going, oh, pa. Dance, laughed the violins, dance! Well, really! The French horn quietly put his hand to his mouth and smiled. And the whole orchestra began to laugh. Tubby. Rehearsal was over. Tubby was walking home with the piccolo. I'm sorry, Tubby. People, I'm just so depressed. I don't think I want any company. I understand, said Peepo. Good night. Good night, said Tubby. The moon was out. Tubby went to the river and sat on a log, and he looked at himself in the water and sighed. Tubby was alone. The trees whispered in the wind, the waterfalls tinkled, and an old hoot owl hooted. Suddenly, a big bullfrog jumped out of the water and sat on a log beside him. Hi there. But Tubby just sat. Oh, well, said the frog. Oh, well, if I'm not wanted. Don't go away, cried Tubby. I didn't mean to be rude. Back hopped the frog. That's okay. I'm used to it. No one pays any attention to me. Really, said Tubby. It's a fact. Every night I sit here and sing my heart out. And does anyone listen? No. Do you sing? Said Tubby. Can I sing? Listen. That's lovely, said Tubby. You try it, Tubby, said the frog. You mean it? Say, said the frog, right on! You should try that with your orchestra sometime. Well, I might just do that, said Tubby. Thank you, Mr. Frog. And off went Tubby, as happy as a tuba can be. The next day, the orchestra was busy tuning up and buzzing with excitement over the arrival of the great new conductor, Arturo Finalissimo! Tubby practiced his oompa and smiled to himself. The piccolo caught his eye. Feeling better? Tubby just winked. Here he comes, called the French horns. Here comes the maestro. All right, begin. And Tubby began to play his own bullfrog melody. Oh, that wretched tuba, snapped the violins. He'll disgrace us. The trombone stuck out his tongue, and the trumpet snickered. Tubby, said the conductor, I've never heard a tuba play a melody before. Let's hear the rest of it. And Tubby let go with full voice. Well, I never, said the strings. Tubby, may we sing your tune too? Thank you.
piccolo. Frog sitting right beside him. Well, we did it, didn't we? And you see, Tubby, it only goes to show there's more to a frog than just frog's legs.
The wonderful Julia Child narrating Tubby the Tuba with the Boston Pops Orchestra, directed by Arthur Fiedler, from the television series Evening at Pops from 1972. Now, that performance, as you probably had gathered from listening to it, is from an LP. That's because it was released as an LP that same year. And it wasn't the only time that actually she performed with the Boston Pops. She did it twice. But that was certainly one of the more fun ones. All right. You are listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Time now for more music. Frank Sinatra with, well, a bit of a signature song of his. It's originally a French song called Comme Habitude, with English lyric by Paul Anka, My Way.
And now the end is near, so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. At my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way. Yes, it was my way.
Frank Sinatra and My Way. Now, during the course of today's program, you might hear a noise that sounds like a jackhammer. Now, surprisingly, this noise that you're listening to and that you possibly can hear is not coming in any way, shape, or form through the studio door. No, actually, it's something that's going on 5 floors down. There's a whole office space that is being renovated. And the sound is vibrating through the building and coming out through the air ducts. Can you hear that? Like a jackhammer? Yeah, they're doing a lot of renovation. And they started doing it the other day, and they said they would be finished by this afternoon as of the recording of this program, but I don't think they will finish on time. You know what workers are like sometimes. Oh, it's, you know, we're going to finish by 5 o'clock. But actually, they want to go on longer so they can get paid double time. But nevertheless, that's neither here nor there. So if you do hear that noise, don't be alarmed. It isn't your radio set going, you know. It actually is jackhammering that's going on below us. But the sound is just, I mean, I could just imagine what it's like for the other offices that are, you know, on either side of that floor. I mean, we're up here on the top floor, and we're hearing it rather loudly. So I think we'll just play some more music right now, because it's a little bit annoying, I think. And, you know, yeah, I don't want to disturb you with that complete nonsense. So here are the House Martins. The light is always green.
Trust.
West Montgomery and the Oliver Nelson Orchestra playing the composition that was made famous by Duke Ellington, which he also composed himself, Caravan. And before that, the House Martins with a song that I've always enjoyed called The Light Is Always Green. Now, as the last song was playing, the noise of that jackhammering below us actually got a little bit loud, so I'm not sure how long it'll be quiet before they start doing it again, so I say let's just get back to music. Del Shannon and Runaway. Together, while our hearts were young. Tom Jones, and It's Not Unusual, Dusty Springfield, I Only Want to Be With You, and of course Del Shannon and Runaway. We only played those three back-to-back because the noise was just incredible, and we have to wrap up the program, which is what we're going to do now. We're going to end with Dionne Warwick and Do You Know the Way to San Jose? So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and of course, sayonara.
May go wrong and lose my way. Do you know the way to San Jose? I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. LA is a great big freeway. Put $100 down and buy a car. In a week, maybe two, they'll make you a star. Weeks turn into years, how quick they pass. And all the stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really breathe in San Jose. They've got a lot of space. There'll be a place where I can stay. I was born and raised in San Jose. I'm going back to find some peace of mind in San Jose. Fame and fortune is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. Without a friend, you pack your car and ride away. I've got lots of friends in San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Stars that never were are parking cars and pumping gas.